Welcome to the June 20th, 2022 public hearing of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that's being said with all the exhibits that are offered. And tonight on the schedule, we have Merry Morning LLC for the school down on Goodwin's Mills Road. And if you would like to explain your project to the public.
Is there anybody here who wants to hear about this project?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are here for that or not. We bought the school because I'm an artist. I went to art school. I've built houses down. I've spent the last 20-something years. My partner's an architect. He's been doing the same thing. And we wanted a place to go and be creative. And I'm the president of the Maine Craft Association. And I support a bunch of makers by that volunteerism. And I'm also the vice president of Maria, which is the Maine Craft Association. So I'm kind of involved in, altruistic, but idealistic activities, and so this is kind of part of it. I want to go and other artists need space, and I have a house that's in Portland, and Caleb's house is in Biddeford, and neither of us have a yard, and so this is 6 acres, and school, 10,000 square foot building, so that's it. Professional offices for other artists and makers.
Okay, are there any questions for him? Or comments? Could you state your name, please?
Oh, Ed Maloney. I was just wondering, what are you going to do with the rest of the property? Is there a site plan for anything, or are you basically just going to work in the school?
No, just keep it as is. We have, no intention of changing anything at this time, and if we did, we would have to come back here and talk about it. But we just want to move into the studio and start making art.
There is a plan on the town website that, which I think is your plan.
Yeah, the one we just submit for you guys.
It basically shows, all it shows really is proposed parking spaces.
Right. As required for professional use.
Yeah,
for zoning.
The ones that are colored, so it shows proposed parking. So,
is it just going to be, is it just going to be close to the building, or is it going to be moved over to the 360 Goodwin's Mills lot?
What's 360?
We're next door.
We're next door neighbors.
I'll come by and say hi. just right where you see parking right now, I mean, we really don't have any intention of, doing anything besides using the building right now, and Caleb and I would be happy to come talk to you guys, and we're just, there's asphalt and dirt for parking, and that's what we plan to use right now.
Sure.
I would like to fix that basketball court and turn it into a tennis court. We don't have money for that either, so.
What about the ballpark? Oh, Fiber Hall. What about the ball field? Is that part of
it? Yeah, so we have 6 kids. And we are so psyched to have
the
stadium. So we're keeping it, and I've already talked to the gentleman. He's the president of the Little League local guy. He's a Sanford cop, I forget his name. Really nice guy. Met me over there. They're maintaining it. They have their own CMP. They have a sprinkler system. No change. Our insurance is higher for having it, but we're kind of psyched about, using it ourselves, soccer fields. Like, we literally don't have yards, so it's kind of a cool thing to have as part of it. No change. Except we might clean up some of the trash that the Little Leaguers are leaving around.
Any more questions, comments? Mr. Hall?
Yes. I think that this is a good use of the property, and I know Caleb, who does fine work, so I think as far as technical capability and financial ability, he brings a lot to the table. I just want to clarify a few things. On the prior project, I believe there was additional land that was under option for the units. There was land out in back, I'm pretty sure. And David, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this project, all but the is it Mary?
Mary Morning.
But was the original school property, which is not as large. I mean, I don't think that the duplex apartments that were originally proposed, I think that land was extra land that they had required to do that. I would say your plan shows that you're going to rip out the basketball court and put parking spaces in there, okay?
Well, so. We have to. We'll park on it if we have to, but I would ideally like
to.
We don't need that parking. We won't need, like, that school. They just require it for zoning requirements to show right. where you could put it.
Yeah,
we won't have that many people.
The only real concern I have is that this is a staged project that there's originally, I think, just two offices shown on there, and then there's stage two, which can include more offices. I don't think that the application asks for anything, or at least I don't think you should grant anything beyond phase one. And also, too, the zone permits for the conditional use, professional offices, which is a defined term. And one of the limitations on professional offices is that there won't, I think if, the language that's used is that there won't be. Limited goods or merchandise may be sold. And I think that whatever approval ought to be should contain at least that language, because I think if it became more of a retail use and less of a professional office use, or art, you know, artists having galleries or paintings for sale and stuff like that, will increase traffic, and traffic was always on Route 35, I think, is always a concern. And I don't think two offices two professional offices is going to materially increase traffic, which would necessitate a traffic study. But if there's going to be a sale of merchandise there, I just express a concern that I think would require a traffic study, depending on what the, you know, how much merchandise is going to be sold.
Yeah, you're right. And under definitions of professional office, it just says offices where services are provided that require specialized training or professional certification, including but not limited to, and that's a whole bunch. And the last sentence is limited good or probably should have been good, but it says limited good or merchandise may be sold. So it does imply that there's a limitation on that. Not supposed to be a drive through.
Right.
As far as that, you know.
So the request is for professional offices.
That's what they're asking.
And I think that, you know, that's a broad term, because artists receive specialized training. Electricians receive specialized training and all that, so it's not really limited to doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, as we used to say.
Right.
But I think it can be broadly construed, but the sale of merchandise is a problem.
Hey, state your name, please.
Dave Roberge. Yeah, we'll get a little bit earlier. But they go through contract zoning at all through any of this process?
No.
After? No.
No,
this has nothing to do with contract. This is not a contract zone project.
Not at all? No, because they're doing professional stuff, you're saying? Or is...
It's an authorized land use for that part of the town. This is a residential part of the town that's an authorized land use.
What do you mean by authorized land use? I understand, because I'm right next door.
It's allowed in the ordinance.
What's that?
It's allowed in the ordinance.
What is allowed?
Professional offices in that part of town.
That's what I was more or less asking, what was going on at that point part of it. You know what I mean? That's why it doesn't have to have, otherwise it didn't have professional office use. You'd have to have contracts.
Yes, you would.
Correct. All right. That was kind of my question to make sure that what was going on. Because I got a new contract next door. I just wondered why. It's because of professional. So that pretty much means that like you were just saying, it all has to be professional office use type of thing.
Correct.
You don't have to do contract zoning. And the other question was kind of vague. It was two phase. The second one was like 11 units on the main part of the building. Is that broken down there somehow? Or are they adding on top of that, or is it just using that part of the building?
As far as I know, you're not adding on to the building, are you?
It doesn't show it in the plan.
No, I mean,
so that's what I'm asking. You guys are going to prove things.
Right, they haven't shown they're adding on to the building.
Excuse me?
They haven't shown they're adding on to the building.
So they're going to try to make 11 more out of the rest of the building, the top of the two they got. And then they're only showing like 16 parking spots in the whole thing. So, I mean, I know right now they've got plenty of parking for the two units probably, but once they put 11 more in there, they're going to need a lot more parking, but a little bit it looks
but
like they've got.
The parking is according to the zoning ordinance. And they're meeting the parking requirements.
It's shown on the plan.
What's that?
It's
showing a little bit of parking they've got.
Well, it's shown phase one and phase two. It shows it on the plan.
Shows what?
It shows all the parking.
Parking.
We're saying there's not very much there. For 11, 13 units total, there's only like 15, 16 parking spots. That's all I was asking about. Is it planning on? That's fine. I just asked a question to see that you've got a bunch of professional uses. Obviously, each person, each unit is going to have somebody working in it, so there's already a bunch of parking spots in it. But just asking, that's all.
Yep.
See what's going on here, that's all. Because it's kind of vague, and the plan, the map shows you some things, but I don't know, down the road they were going to add more, or how do you guys work?
The zoning requirements, I can speak to this.
Yep.
The zoning requirements say that for every space you have to have, that you're using as a professional office, you have to have a certain amount of parking. And our architects did the math, and they showed what it would be when it's in full use. And so that's what your zoning here in Langham requires.
Right. Requires one.
And we are meeting a use that is allowable in this residential zone. So we're not asking for any kind of variance or contract zone.
Yeah.
It's a professional office, so it's an allowable use in that zone, and we're meeting all the requirements. So we should be allowed to occupy it and use the entire thing right now as for professional use. We shouldn't have to phase it or have it be pending approval.
Yeah.
Based on the requirements that Lyman's voted and agreed to. And
so each person that rents it, how are they, you guys going to know that? They got professional use, they're going to have a license, pretty much going to have to come to you and say, yeah, we're going to rent this place, and you guys are going to prove it, or just...
No.
I mean, as long as the people working within, they'll sign a lease with us, and they'll be artists who are using the space for...
That, and if there's something there that you don't think is right, you have to call a code enforcement officer.
No, I'm just... Well, you guys know what the professional use was, so as long as she knows that they know what they're renting,
right.
Sorry. What they're renting to, I mean,
well,
you don't want to put somebody in there and have them boot them back out there. That's all I'm asking. If they know what the exact definition of your professional use is, whether they could have a license for a certain thing or what, that's in the ordinances you guys have.
Right.
All right.
Yep, we feel pretty comfortable.
That's good. I don't mind. I hope.
Yeah. We're going to have that public in, too. I mean, we're not going to be, like, hiding or doing anything that you wouldn't, like, anybody. I met a woman the other day who came in and she was moving some stuff out with her dad who had been in there, and she went to that school, and we're going to have art sales from time to time. We're not going to have people in every day. It's going to be a place where people go to make, and then from time to time they would come in and buy things, I'm sure. Like, there's examples of this in other communities, but we're definitely not, it's not going to be like a retail space. It's just not.
Did you guys buy the other property that's adjoining to it?
No.
No.
No, we're just focusing on the school, and that's it. I think it's an ideal situation.
Yeah, sounds good.
So on the second, where they're talking about adding the 11 more things, is that just dividing
it? The only reason that we put it in there like that is because there's two bays at the back that are kind of like well suited for what we could use at the beginning. We're paying for this out of our pocket, and it's, it costs money. We have to get the whole place. Like, it hasn't had any water in it in 5 years, so we're trying to get the septic inspected. I'd like people to be able to go to the bathroom there, obviously wash their hands, especially on these hot days. So we're trying to commission those two immediately to be able to get in, and then we're going to have to put in the town here was looking, using it for their town offices, you may or may not know. And so there's a lot of work, studies on the mechanical system, so we're opening that can of worms back up, trying to figure out how to get it heated. So we just, we're not going to be able to do the whole thing, but, you know. Yeah, we're going to, I mean, like, I have a gal who is going to be working for me, and she's a ceramic artist. That's exactly who we're looking to be in there. I talked to her today. If we want to put her in the lower level so she can move her kilns in there and start working, like, there's no good reason we shouldn't be able to start taking rent. That'll help us get the building up and running, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, it's a great use for this building. It's honestly, it's what it was made for. Teaching people, being a part, you know, we're going to have our shows from time to time. That's one of the reasons we bought it, but it's not going to be a retail use.
Any more questions or comments? Anything from the planning board? Seal, Paul?
All set.
All right, last call for questions or comments before we close the public hearing. All right, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye. Aye.